Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 9:11 on Monday morning. Our friend Marcus Osborne is sitting in with us all week long.
Holla at your boy.
I ain't no holla back girl. So Vinny is home with his brand new baby, Edie Rose.
Yeah.
She's only a week old. A little doll.
I wonder if his mom's there yet.
She was gonna get there pretty soon, right?
Yeah, you know, I'll text him today and see what's going on in his world.
Yeah, we chatted a little bit yesterday, but
what did he say?
We weren't talking about the kid. We were just chatting back and forth.
That's my guy.
Yeah,
love that guy,
Vinny.
Love that guy.
Miss him. But last week with Johnny went great, and we're off to a good start today. So Marcus Osborne all week, and then Vinny will be back right after Labor Day.
Whoop, whoop.
We'll get to hear all about it. Right now, though, we have got a Disney gift card for caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Call us right now.
Oof.
This is a Coco song? I gotta see
correct.
This movie. I'm so stupid. I can't believe I haven't seen it.
I know. It looks so cute.
SMH Marcus has something to say.
Uh-oh, what's the matter?
Oh, this is cool. It's fine.
You don't like
problem?
This, either?
It's fine.
Oh, you don't like Coco?
It's fine.
Marcus.
It's fine.
What happened to you?
Do you like Moana?
It's fine.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's
Toy
broken,
Story?
Everyone. He's
Toy
broken.
Story.
Somebody broke Marcus.
I'm broken.
Man, that Incredible
world. That
Who hurt you, Osborne? Who hurt you?
Yeah. All right, let me get through this contest. Call 97 right now. Wins a Disney gift card. Call us 800-400-3697. If you win the gift card, you're in the running for the Disney Cruise Escape to the Bahamas. It's three vacations in one. Disney magic and one-of-a-kind entertainment found only on board. Winning is all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Call now. Get yourself in the running for this excellent prize. The end. Now let's do some texts.
Got some texts here. Nothing is better than when people agree with you. Hey, avocados. Thank you, Marcus.
Oh, boy. All the way back to the beginning of the
show.
Yeah,
baby. Completely agree. Can't stand avocados. It tastes like grass. And in that case, I'll go eat my front lawn. And I'm a Cali native. Uh-huh. These are all unnamed people.
God, I absolutely adore avocados.
I was born and raised in California. I agree with Marcus about avocados. They're awful. I don't like Colorado. I can go on. Can I just do this all day?
Sure, do it.
How much they love what I said. I don't like avocados either. And I'm Filipino. I don't know what that means, but whatever.
Is that like a Filipino staple?
I had no idea.
I actually planted avocado trees this year to try and get my own so I don't have to pay $1.29 for each one.
Yeah. They're a waste of time. They're too expensive.
They're delicious and perfect.
From unnamed. So, Human should now be known as Hookah Man.
Oh, Hookah Man. Yeah, because we found out that Human does the edibles to get to sleep. Just say the area code. They're all unnamed.
707.
Yeah.
I got 925. Oh, my God. I'm 44. I just tried cannabis for the first time in June. Now I'm on several times a week.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe Marcus got that news out of Human.
Yeah, that was big. Turns out everybody except me knew about it already. But, I see why he didn't tell me because I would have gotten right on the air with it. But now that it's on, I can talk. I can't wait to tell Vinny. Oh, my God. Vinny's going to lose it.
I think I'm the only one, other than Vinny, that hasn't tried
the edibles.
Yeah. I'm afraid. I just.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't.
Well, my one experience with edibles was horrible. I was I'll never
do
that
again.
And
I think about you.
Yeah.
Your one experience? So you just tried one time and that was it?
I didn't even try them. I was at a party at Maddie's house and there was a plate of brownies. And I was like, oh, brownies.
Of course.
And I ate a brownie and he's like, oh, you ate the brownie.
That's way too much.
Oh, my God.
That's not cool, dude. You should tell people.
It wasn't cool.
You gotta tell people.
I was there with my kids and my husband. Meanwhile, there's a plate of brownies out where a kid could have grabbed one.
That's ridiculous.
And I was supposed to be the designated driver.
Right. Oof. You had to pick up and go home, right?
Well, about an hour later, I was like, we gotta go. Poor John. And it's so funny. I think they were in the pool and stuff. It was a big party at Maddie's. And I walked over. I'm like, you're not gonna believe what just happened. But this just happened. And I'm like, you can't drink. We're going to have to leave soon. Mm-hmm. And then I'm telling you, it ruined my weekend. It just took my whole day, and it was sick and awful.
Dude.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, Sarah, I had a problem. This is from 925. I had a problem with getting paranoid as well. Now I use CBD oil under my tongue, sleep great now, and there are other various strains.
Yeah, I'm all right. I have no problem sleeping except on Sundays. I'm not going to. I just feel like I'm an old dog. I don't need any new tricks.
This is for Brennan Marcus from 707. I had acid reflux turn into, I don't know what this word is, a hiatal hernia. Is that what they're saying?
Hiatal hernia?
Hiatal hernia. I waited too long for surgery. Yeah. Ended up in the hospital. 3 months, 6 surgeries. Don't wait.
Oh, my God.
Marcus, chronic heartburn is serious. Take Prilosec or Nexium. See a doctor. It can cause esophagus cells to try to, I don't know what they were saying here, but it can lead to cancer.
I'm seeing hiatal hernia, a condition in which part of the stomach pushes up through the diaphragm muscle.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't have that, by the way.
Stomach slides up into the chest cavity past the diaphragm.
Oh. Wow.
My one person that I know that wound up dying of esophageal cancer.
Oof.
And had horrible heartburn for years. It scares me when I hear that people have that.
I have had heartburn.
You need to go just.
It also has a lot to do with my weight too.
You're not a big dude.
You're not overweight.
I don't think you're overweight.
According to doctors,
I'm overweight. I'm gonna bring the scale in.
Yeah,
that broken ass scale.
According to doctors, I'm overweight.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see you stand up for a minute.
5'9".
I think you look fine. I've never thought of you as being a big dude.
Nope.
I carry the weight well. Nobody ever guesses how much I weigh.
I'm gonna guess. Well, knowing that Bryn weighs 200 pounds, I'm going to say you weigh 200 pounds.
I don't.
See? There you go. You're not.
I don't.
Bryn weighs more than you.
I don't. I was at 207 last year.
And then you went on a diet?
No, and then I got sick.
I lost weight,
yo. See? You're getting sick and everything.
Got
get
sick.
On the scale.
Oh, jeez.
Get over here. Here he comes. Let's see what we got here. I just jump on.
Oh, here he comes.
182. That's not your... Fine. Oh my God! I can't. It's not your weight. It's you're just eating the wrong things, obviously.
Yeah. Gained some weight, Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus.
I actually gained weight. I'm at when I got sick last year, I got down to 165.
What do you mean you got sick? What happened to you?
It was some weird food poisoning thing. I was sick for almost 6 months, man.
What? Oh my God!
You were?
Yeah. I was at 207. Within 3 weeks, I was down to 165.
Oh my God,
Marcus?
I was freaked the F out.
Yeah,
and I went to the doctor like, well, you got yourself a good one, buddy, and you're just gonna have to ride this out. So I was at the point where I was just straight up projectile vomiting, and then I couldn't have.
Oh my God, Marcus!
I couldn't eat anything sugary, and I couldn't have any carbs. So if I would try to eat like spaghetti, it would immediately come up. Mm-hmm. If I would have a burger, it would immediately come up. Got to the point where I would even have like a. What do you call those? What do you put on? Crouton. I had a crouton. It just made me throw up.
So what were you eating?
I was drinking my dinners.
Down?
So for for about a month, I was drinking just...
gin and juice?
Not gin, but a broth and water. Tea.
Sounds great.
Those things. And then I started to add rice. And then I was slowly able to... I could eat anything now, but... For a while, it was bad, dude.
Wow.
It was really bad.
Do you feel like you're cleansing your body and getting out all the...
No, I think I just ate something bad.
No, I mean during the...
No, I definitely don't feel like I was being cleansed. I felt like I was going to die.
All right.
There were nights where I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it through the night. I don't think we might have to go to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
So scary.
Tova, I know. She must have been so scared.
Sweating and just throwing up.
Oh,
it was bad.
Jeez.
Yikes.
On a lighter note...
Please.
5'10", Drake was a porn star. Drake was with a porn star, and he has a kid. Gross.
Oh, yeah, that one porn star lady.
Mm-hmm. She's the French lady, right?
Yeah.
Is that it? Oh, Hooman from 916.
I'm not here.
Saw the Happy Time Murders this weekend. That movie was funny AF. I don't know what you saw. Which is...
Oh, it was funny.
Wow.
Boy, these guys hated it so much, and I really...
Brent hated it?
I didn't watch it, Tommy, and Hooman went.
I'm sure I would have loved it.
It looks like something that I'm going to love.
It looks like something I'm going to love too. I'm not going to see it though. They gave it 0 stars. They both hated it.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
go.
I'm going to watch it. I think I'm going to love it.
I bet I'm going to love it too. Maybe I'll go.
Dude, it looks hilarious. It looks hilarious.
It has 22% on.
I love how you say
that means nothing.
I love how you say hilarious.
Hilarious.
I always say it like you. I try to. That's hilarious.
I'm a woman and I can't stand Drake. He's terrible. Can't sing one note on key, and yet we seem to now be celebrating singers who can't sing. That's because he's not a singer.
This is, I think he's like the worst of all these just crappy music that's out now.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of good music out. You just have to open up your Spotify or whatever and just hit that discover thing. You can find so much good stuff. There's so much good stuff.
I don't like new music. I like songs I already know.
Yeah, Sarah, open your heart.
Open your heart.
Open
Marcus
heart to me.
From 415, no one heard of Kim before the sex tape. No one. Well, that's not true because I did.
Oh, you're amazing.
I was all...
Really have your finger on the pulse.
Honestly, that was the reason that I wanted to see the sex tape is because I found out Kim Kardashian had a sex tape. That's why I wanted to see it.
I think you just
didn't
Ray J.
Watch it because it's Ray J.
Nah.
Did you hear the rumors?
I hit it first.
What'd you say, who?
The rumor that her mom directed the
That's
porno.
So stupid. We all know
Chris was in the room, like directing the lighting
That's
and everything.
That's so stupid.
Gross.
The shadows.
It fires.
Did you hear about that?
That's a dumb conspiracy theory. It sounds great, though.
I think it's true.
Sarah, you going to talk about Big Brother?
Say that again.
Are you going to talk about Big Brother?
Will you stop it? I'm not really, because I'm the only one watching it now. I only talk about it with Vinny.
I'll watch it.
Well, it was on last night. You didn't watch it.
No one watched it.
God, Fessy's so stupid. That's all I have to say.
Like, wow.
So stupid.
Oh, that's about as much as we can say.
I was going to say something. I'm just going to shut up.
Well, I haven't watched. I tell you, I don't watch any reality shows anymore. I stopped. I gave up on them.
Brent, don't force it, please.
Is the Fessy saga still going on right now?
Not for long, though. I don't want to give anything away.
He's going to be gone. Yeah, I know Fess.
He watched one show last week.
Big buff douchebag dude, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's not a douchebag. He's nice, but he's so stupid.
Right. Okay.
You agree with that, Bryn? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel the same way about him.
Thank you.
He called out his own teammate and tried
He's so dumb. So dumb, for real. For real.
Awesome.
510, good morning.
Good morning.
Oakland Disson here. Love listening to you guys every morning. Helps me start my day. I'm a blind 10th grade English teacher at the Open Military Institute. We use Yonder pouches, the same pouch Dave Chappelle uses at his concerts. This helps to prevent phone time for the students during class time. Students are now forced to socialize with each other and learn how to communicate with one another.
That's interesting
to have it in the classroom.
Yeah, and then if it's ringing, you can see it's an emergency call. You can take it up. The teacher will unlock it. I think that's great. She's blind, huh?
Yeah.
Or he or she?
That person is blind. I got time for a couple more?
Sure, yeah, you have a couple of minutes.
Greatest Showman is a movie about the forming of an organization that abused animals. Why do we promote this?
Hooman,
why do you promote that?
Yahoo.
Well, the film is great, so enjoyable. Soundtrack is really fun. The circus in that form doesn't even exist anymore. So you won. But the film isn't really about the abuse of animals.
Oh, he's so great.
Thank you. This isn't one of the songs I would have picked.
It's not.
I like that. I was actually thinking to myself, that's a great song.
One of my favorite songs from the film.
The singer is excellent.
It's a kid.
You know what's crazy about it? You notice those notes are almost vibrato-less. Like he's just landing on it and holding it. It's beautiful. That's actually quite impressive.
I was not listening. So play that again, Brent.
No, don't.
No, don't.
Sounds like
Listen,
Justin
right
Bieber.
Here. Little vibrato little at the end.
Oh, like Sade. Like Sade.
Yeah. But then it, I like mean, that's, Sade. It's actually hard to hold a note like that without letting your voice go to vibrato. That's really, that's,
707.
That makes me want to see the movie.
707, ma'am is what you call an old lady. I tip better if somebody calls me miss.
I don't base my tips on what people call me.
Well, unless they call you.
Well, I don't know. There are some things I feel like you would probably give zero tip for if they called you.
If they call me ma'am?
Or no, just other talking things. Other names.
Well, if someone's going to call me the C word or something, I'm probably not going to tip them. You know.
You, my friend, have earned a big tip.
Yeah. Here's your scrambled eggs, you see.
But if they're like, you should eat more. You look too skinny. I'd be like, oh, my God. Can I buy you a house?
You get a car.
Say it again.
What do we got here?
I don't know. You're the one with
Sarah,
all the paper.
Sarah, I totally agree with you about Twitter. This is from 510. And Trump. I think it's inappropriate for politicians and celebrities to send condolences using that medium.
It just feels very crass.
Oh, man.
Yeah. From 707, the president should be using Twitter to spread a positive message, not getting in a fight with Schwarzenegger about the apprentice ratings. Does he still do that?
I don't know. Maybe that person jumped off right around that time. Clearly. Like, I can't take this anymore.
One thing we know for sure.
Jesus Christ. Hi, radio family from the 510.
Hi.
My hubby spent a season as a heavy equipment operator in Antarctica at McMurdo Station. In addition to a little store at the station, there are two bars.
Oh, two bars. You just need one big bar.
Not in Antarctica. You need a bunch of booze to get through living
there.
Yeah,
I know, but there's not that many people there. Like, how many people are on Antarctica right now?
That's a good question.
Man. Find out, research department.
I turned my computer off.
You? What? You already leaving? God, you people. You are done.
Golly, has it been that bad?
4,000.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot. That's
how many people?
4,000.
But 1,000 in the
winter. It's winter there all the time.
Don't say that.
It's an ice pack. That's all it is.
Speaking of winter,
yes, darling.
I'm really sad that Game of Thrones is being delayed
again.
Yeah, dude.
To when?
Late 2019.
Jesus.
Late 2019
or 2020?
No.
Because they are hoping to get it in time for the Emmys. Yeah. There was an article about it like yesterday or the day before yesterday.
Yeah, totally forgot to print that out for you today.
Yeah, it's going to be delayed.
I'm glad you didn't because I spent the whole day in a good mood until now. If you'd given me that at 5 in the morning, I would have been bummed all day. For real.
So stupid.
Oh, it's the Huffington Post, so it's legit. It's not like it's the Inquirer.
What, for Game of Thrones?
It's the Huffington Post.
Yeah, dude. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Everywhere you look, there it is, especially on the HuffPaw. That's my Arianna Huffington.
I like it.
Thank you. Is that her name, Arianna?
Arianna Huffington, yeah. Mm. Ariana.
Yes. Ariana. I scour the world for all the best stories. I'm an amalgamation of all the stories.
Remember when she was a hardcore right winger?
That is what I was, but now I'm not.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Now I'm the HuffPaw lady.
Let's try one more.
Okay, one more.
Here's one. Okay. 650, Marcus. It's like having my awesome black brother back home for a week. Always raises my spirits to hear his intelligent insight and cheerful voice. Welcome back.
You are a pretty cheerful person.
Because of that song right there.
Bala. Is it cool if she call you?
If she call you.
Moolah, moolah.
Dude, you got to admit.
Coming to ya.
This song is pretty catchy.
It is.
Dude.
It's pretty catchy.
When are you going to put out
another album? This is a great song.
Wanna do ya. Wanna do ya.
You got to admit it's pretty catchy.
Is that you? Are you both singing together in unison there, or is that just you singing?
That was just me.
Turn it up. I'm going to not sing along.
Whack, 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 whack. That's not even really singing. Oh, sorry.
Ha ha, you have a hip hop song. I love it. It's on iTunes,
it's
right?
Cool.
What's it called?
iTunes and.
Is it called Playa Playa?
Yeah. And, but dude, it's.
But what's
like
the name of your band?
It was
Mo Betta.
Yeah, Mo Betta.
And Manny Mike. That's so old, though. That's years.
It's so great.
It still stands.
It's fun. I would play it at the party. I would play it at the party.
Oh, hell yeah. It's better than any Drake song I've ever heard.
Oh.
That's right.
I think Sarah's 100% correct.
Yeah, better than any song in the top 10 right now. Playa.
What sucks is I kind of wish that I had done that song now, because back then there wasn't Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
you could
have promoted the...
Yeah, I would have had so many...
You still
Like player challenges.
Bring it back.
Baller.
And all that stuff. Maybe I'll
actually
go find Drake.
And Baller. Maybe they would use that as the theme song for Ballers on HBO. I mean,
good
you could have been friends with The Rock.
I love that show, too.
It's a good show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, say goodbye. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Marcus Osborne, thank you so much for sitting in for Vinny this week. Great day one.
It's just a start.
Yep.
I think it gets better as the week progresses.
How'd he do on his first day?
Well, I thought fine. What did you think?
Pretty darn good.
No.
Oh, boy. Well, his interview skills are on point. I mean, he got a little nugget out of you.
Howard Stern level.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
I thought you did marvelous.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you very much. We're going to get better, though. That's the goal.
Oh, my God. By Friday, we're going to be cracking.
Or the other way.
Oh, you think we're going to get worse? We'll fall off
the cliff? We're going to be great. By the end of the week, it's going to be amazing.
It is.
I'm going to read some stories about people keeping guns with them while they're showering and sitting on the toilet.
Jeez.
That's all coming up this week on the Sarah and Vinny
Boy,
Show.
Boy, there's something to look forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and he also keeps them when he's making the sweet love. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's one of the ones I was going to get
Remember that scene in The Sopranos where Tony Soprano's younger sister was getting boned by that guy and he had the gun on her? And...
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
that's
like
the way they did the passion.
Yeah. That was how they got passionate.
Wow.
He had to be like an inch away from killing her.
You guys watch Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah. She don't say I'm not caught up. On
it's brilliant.
I did not finish the season.
Say something about it.
It's pretty dark, though, right?
It's super dark.
Just give her like one nugget.
No, it's brilliant,
that's
dude.
That's the most recent episode.
Well, I mean, the season two
the season's
is over.
Don't blow it for me.
But it's brilliant. I'm honestly, the first two seasons of this show are as good as any show in the history of television.
I'm with you.
Come on.
It's absolutely epic.
Game of Thrones.
No,
well,
that's not what I'm saying.
I'm
not saying it's better. I'm saying like these,
right
this first two seasons are on par with any first two seasons of any show
that's
ever
been
made.
Did you read
that
book? No. The first season is basically the book. No, the book is great.
No, I'm just saying it would have ruined the show for me.
No,
books, you know, books ruin movies and television. So.
You're insane. Movies and television ruin books.
No, that's not true.
You should be reading.
Well,
anyway.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. Or not.
It's time.
It is. Let's leave. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Stick around at Alice all day long. Lots of chances to get yourself a great cruise from Disney.
You know what? Let's mention one last thing.
Sure.
We have Steve Perry on tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I know. Woo-hoo. I didn't mention that once today. God, I was so excited.
Well, I didn't want to freak you out.
Thank you. So tomorrow, he is actually going to be here at 10 o'clock in the morning, so we're going to stay late into Lexi's show.
Oh, he's going to be here at 9:30.
Oh.
So we'll
Oh, boy, oh,
be kind of in between
there. It's so exciting.
I knew this was going
to
happen.
You saw like an Our Gang episode from 1933.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Alfalfa.
Steve Perry's coming in.
We'll put it all over our social media, though, so to remind people.
Oh, man. I'm glad you didn't tell me early. Like, if I had been thinking about that all day and talking
about
everything
else, you'd
have been
nervous. Sarah, are you going to hold a guitar while you interview him?
Yeah, I'll probably just hold it.
Noodle around?
You know, just noodle around. Be like, you guys, just back me up. Be like, oh, yeah, she always just holds a guitar. And
yeah,
it.
Totally.
It's her thing.
Yeah, it's like her blanket.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know.
Except she's not any good.
Right. You think hold it all the time. She does some chops. She does it. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, my God, Steve Perry. Woo!
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.